Farmers, a five-minute look at activities and developments in the agricultural sector.
The Jamaica Agricultural Society says agriculture continues to play a significant role in the nation's economy. Stay with us to find out how on today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers. Thanks for waking up with us.
The Accountant General's Department is advising all Jamaican government pensioners that as of October 2014, life certificates, checks, and pay advice will be mailed to pensioners in new pressure-sealed envelopes. Simply remove the perforated edges of the envelopes to access the information. With the new format, pensioners can expect to receive their life certificates, checks, and pay advice sooner each month. The information for each document remains the same. The Accountant General's Department, touching the life of every Jamaican.
President of the Jamaica Agricultural Society, JAS, Senator Norman Grant, says the agricultural sector has contributed to the recent growth in the Jamaican economy. Senator Grant says the sector continues to play a significant role in helping the country to successfully pass quarterly performance tests under the International Monetary Fund IMF program.
The Jamaican economy has successfully passed 8 consecutive IMF tests. Critical to the passage of those tests is the performance of the agricultural sector. And to that extent, we are actually celebrating with the 228,000 farmers as it relates to their tremendous contribution. The JAS will not go quiet on saying to the farmers that reside in the rural communities that Jamaica's economy is turning the corner because of the contribution of our farmers.
The JAS president says one of the main indicators of strong performance by the sector can be seen in the Eat What We Grow, Grow What We Eat campaign, which has been working well and has led to significant reductions in the country's import bill.
Our import has reduced by $50 million, 2014 over 2013. That is tremendous, tremendous progress.
Senator Grant noted that the success of the campaign also shows that more people are eating locally produced food and that farmers are producing more crops for local consumption.
When we launched the Eat What We Grow campaign in 2003, our domestic crop production was 491,000 metric tons. At the end of 2013, it was 615,917 metric tons. That is a growth rate of 25% over the 10 years.
He says severe drought conditions last year had a tremendous impact on the sector.
Our production last year fell by about 59,000 tons, a decrease of about 5% over 2013, mainly due to the drought that we had in the third quarter, which affected 18,000 farmers and cost the sector $1 billion.
Senator Grant is confident that despite the current drought conditions, the agricultural sector will record growth in 2015, with the level of support being provided through various government ministries and agencies.
Notwithstanding the fact that we are now having a severe drought, we expect to record growth in 2015 because of the support provided by the Ministry of Agriculture, rather the JAS.
Another indicator for strong performance is the annual Dembe Agricultural, Industrial and Food Show. Dembe 2015 will be the 63rd staging of the event under the theme Eat What We Grow and Grow What We Eat, Making Agriculture Sustainable.
It will focus on presenting a platform to send a signal of a continued growth strategy for the Jamaican economy.
President, Jamaica Agricultural Society, Senator Norman Grant. And now for our proverb of the day. The dark is spotted in night when day soon light. And this means when things and times are the hardest, brighter times are near. We've come to the end of today's program. I'm Anjuie James Sawyers with Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, inviting you to join us again next time on this station for another edition of Calling Farmers. Have a great day.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.